Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Monday. It's Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us. The email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. Amen, amen. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ. We're coming once again. This should be part four, the original setup faith. Praise be to God. Thank God for this opportunity you've given us. And my brother is going to join us in a minute here to tell you, talk to you about faith for salvation, how we need faith to be saved. Amen. Glory be to God. And as we await till he come on, I want to take this opportunity to thank God for all you that have been listening. May the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. Amen and amen. Because he's worthy to be praised and be glorified. Now, I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. How are you today?
Once again, thank God for another blessed day, another golden opportunity, brother. Once again,
amen,
for us to give the gospel to the people. And once again, you know what I'm going to say. Dish some more pain on that devil.
Yes.
Amen. Just throw some more on him, okay? Because we're not letting up off of him, because
that's
he
right.
Won't let up off of you. So we're not going to let up off of him. Amen. So for those of you listening, we're dealing with part four today of faith, original setup, God set up faith. And my brother's going to talk to you about faith for salvation. You know, we need faith to be saved. Okay. Hallelujah. And so therefore,
amen,
I'm going to open up, let my brother open up with prayer, and we're going to go into the message we have on this 30-minute broadcast. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we bless and sanctify your name, and we invite you in amongst us, Lord Jesus.
We invite you.
Father, that you might give us light, illumination, understanding, O Lord,
yes, Lord
God, the word, O Lord God. Father, hallelujah, tenderize our minds, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, root your word in our minds, Lord Jesus. Lord God, plant it deep, Lord Jesus, in our hearts, our minds, our spirits. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and we thank you,
yes,
Lord God, for your light. In Jesus Christ's name, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. Once again, as we said before, we're still dealing with you on the faith that Christ set up, the foundation that he expects his people to be founded on in dealing with faith. So my brother, I'm going to turn over to my brother here, and he's going to talk to you about faith for salvation. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
do you know the word of God says that, hallelujah, that the gospel is the power of God into salvation to everyone that believeth, okay? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to the Lamb. That you know, that says that in Romans, the first chapter, okay? That is the power of God into salvation to everyone that believeth, okay? That it has the power, if you have faith in it, to deliver you, okay?
Amen.
The Lamb. And when you hear the word of God, when you receive the word of God into your heart, okay, and when you say, I believe that, in your heart, when you say that in your heart, okay, and you confess it with your mouth, hallelujah, you know what happens? You get saved.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you to you. I'd like to go to John, the first chapter. Hallelujah. We're always wondering around this book, you know, because it got so many great things in there, okay? So many great truths, okay? Thank you, Father. Oh, absolute truths, okay, in the gospel. That's what's in the gospel, absolute truth. Hallelujah. When you listen to anything that Jesus says, it's absolute truth, okay? It ain't no just truth. It's absolute truth, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
If somebody tells you no such thing as absolute truth, tell them to read the gospels.
Amen.
Point them to Christ. Okay, that's Christ, okay? Okay, so in the fifth verse of that first chapter, it says, and the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There's a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh unto the world. Now, what light is that? Huh? What light
Amen.
Is that? That lighted everyone that cometh into the world. The light of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That shined because Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price. Okay? Because Jesus Christ paid for our sins. Because he died on the cross for our sins, and he rose from the dead for our sins, and he ascended up on high for our sins, okay? This
Amen.
Is Jesus he's talking about, okay? This is the one that the whole Bible is pointing to, okay? Hallelujah. Read
Amen.
That in the fifth chapter of John, okay? Where it tells you that scripture is talking about Jesus. That's one continuous story, okay? It's not different stories. It's one continuous story, okay? The scriptures, that's what the Bible is. It's one continuous story, okay? And it's all pointing to one character. And all the scriptures, if they don't point to Jesus, they ain't, you know, if somebody tell you something and somebody give you something that's pointing to salvation and it don't point to Jesus, It's not absolute truth, and it's not real. Okay.
Amen.
They come from another source. Okay, but the Bible, every word of the Bible. Okay, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's talking about God is pointing to Jesus. It's always talking about Jesus. Okay, David talked about Jesus. Okay. David knew about Jesus. Hallelujah. Even that long time ago, David knew about Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
Read the Psalm. Read.
Amen.
Read all the way from you know, read the 20s, okay? It talks about Jesus a lot in the 20s, okay? And some of the 30s, okay? Hallelujah. And then it goes, little things that Jesus Christ was going to do, okay? Great things that he was going to do is there. In those books, okay, you can see him, okay. Things that he said in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, okay, that Jesus said himself, David prophesied those things in the Psalms, okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But anyway, let's go to the 12th verse of that. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Mean? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. What is this man talking about? What is John spouting up off about, okay? Is he off his rocker? Huh? Is John off his rocker? Huh?
No. No way.
But as many received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, the sons of God. You mean when I believe the word of Jesus Christ and I believe that he lived, suffered, died, rose from the dead, shed his blood, hallelujah, that if I believe this, I could become a son of God. Yeah, you could become a son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Because you become just like Jesus, okay? Because you are walking with Jesus, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But this is one of the things. This is a promise. This is a promise. Take this promise to you. Write that down. First chapter of John, the 12th verse. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. So if you believe these words, okay, you will be saved.
Amen.
Now let's go to the 29th verse. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Amen.
And then the 35th verse and the 36th verse says, Again, next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb. So he didn't just say it one time. He said it two times, right?
Amen.
And it testifies to this in the Gospels, okay, that John called Jesus Christ the Lamb of God. What's the Lamb? The Lamb is the one that laid down his life for the sins of the world, okay? 53rd chapter of Isaiah tell you all about it, okay? How he took our sins upon him, hallelujah, our iniquities upon him, hallelujah, even our sicknesses and our diseases he took upon himself. Glory to the Lamb. That's
Amen.
The word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, these words, okay, are not to be lightly taken, okay? Don't take these words lightly. Take them, hallelujah, the way that the Lord meant them to be taken. Take them with faith, okay? You can't do nothing without faith, okay?
Amen.
Brother, you can't do nothing without faith. That would tell you in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, that you can't do nothing
Amen.
Without faith. It tell you you can't. The world was framed by what? By faith. Hallelujah. That even God uses faith. Okay. Because faith is not an emotion. Faith is a decision.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. And when you choose to believe Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anything you choose to do, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, you can do it, hallelujah, and it'll be done. Thank you, Jesus. If you forgive somebody their sins against you, okay, you forgive them their sins by faith, okay? Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
That's the same way you saved, okay? You're saved by faith, okay? Hallelujah. If you go to the third chapter of John, okay, when Jesus is telling Nicodemus about how faith about how a person is born again, okay, what is it telling you? It's telling you that you have to first believe that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, you have to believe in him, and then you can be saved, okay? But you can't come to him, according to the 11th chapter of Hebrews, you can't come to him unless you first believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, okay? So now, based on these things, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb, you are saved. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
If you follow the design of the Lord, okay? If you believe that he, and then, it, you know, and then you can go to the Romans 10th chapter, okay, and take that up, okay, and the Lord talk about how you are saved there, okay, it tell you that the word
Amen.
Is near, that the word of God is near you, okay, And if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, and believe in your heart that you will be saved. Okay? Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are we saved? We saved by the grace of God, but we saved, hallelujah, because Jesus Christ already paid the price. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ already paid the price for your sins, okay? That means you don't have to pay for your sins. That means you don't have to go to hell. That means that you don't have to face wrath. That means that you don't have to, you know, you don't have to face death, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. And that sin has no power over you, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. John 10, write this down. I ain't going to go through over this because I'm going to hand it over to my brother. Write this down. John 10th chapter, 7th to 10th verse. Thank you, Jesus. Write this down.
Hallelujah.
Romans 5th chapter, 8th to 17th verse. Hallelujah. He saves from wrath, okay? He saves from death. Hallelujah. He saves from sin, abomination, iniquity. Glory to the Lamb. All those things he saved from, okay? Hallelujah. We was once children of wrath, okay? All of us, we were children of wrath, wasn't we? According to the word of God, we were all children of wrath. Hallelujah. According to David, we were born in sin. He said, I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Hallelujah. That's a way of really to express it, okay? I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. And so were we all, okay? We all had our conversation. Hallelujah. According to the word of God, we all had our conversation at one time in the flesh. Okay? According to Ephesians, okay? We all had our, you know, if you read Ephesians first chapter, second chapter, third chapter, fourth chapter, all the way to the sixth chapter, it tells you that it gives you promises, okay? It tells you where you stand with Christ, okay, when you come to him, okay? And it tells you what you was and what you are not, no longer is, okay? But it tells you what powers you have, okay, and through the gospel, that you are blessed with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. And you don't stand... You don't stand alone anymore. You're not alone. There's one that stands with you, the creator of the whole earth, okay? The King of Glory stands with you. Thank you, Jesus. Each and every individual one of you, Christ stands with you. Glory to the Lamb. And that's why he died, okay? Being each individual person. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to give it back to my brother. Hallelujah, Brother Nathaniel. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for my brother here laying it down for you about how that we need faith for salvation to get saved. I want to add a scripture to what my brother said. I want to come from Romans chapter 10, and I'm going to read verses 8 to verse 13 in Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to verse 13. And this goes along with what my brother was telling you about how that we need to, you got to have faith for salvation to get saved. The word of God says, but what saith the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth. Study stressing on believing. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, the scriptures right there points to, as my brother was telling you, you got to have faith for salvation to get saved. Amen. And we noticed that, and as we have been talking to you, that faith is not a feeling. We notice in the verse where he says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead. Now, here's the question. How many of you were there when he was crucified, and how many of you were there when he was raised? I guarantee you, a single hand won't go up. But we believe based on what? What the word has given unto us, and let us know. Amen. That's why faith is not feelings. It's believing the word of God. Hallelujah. When that word is being preached to you, hallelujah, and you believe it, hallelujah, you're saved. And my brother said, you know, we try to make things hard. You know, you can get saved in Burger King bathroom if you're serious, okay? You ain't got to be in a quote, what they call a church building. You know, some people say, well, okay, I'm going to give my life to the Lord when I go to church Sunday. Well, you don't know what will happen between the day you say that and Sunday, okay?
Amen. Amen.
But if you believe in your heart, you know, brother, like I said, the Jehovah's Witness, they talk about, you know, Charles Taze Russell started the Jehovah's Witness movement. And there are some people who are saying, well, you know, he's a Christian. I said, now, how is he a Christian? I said, he wrote in his books that the man Jesus is dead, forever dead. Now, the Bible just said right here, if you believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead. If you don't believe that Jesus raised from the dead, you ain't saved. In fact, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if Christ have not risen, what? Your faith is in vain, okay?
Vain, right.
It's in vain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We believe because the word revealed it to us, and also the Holy Ghost. No, we wasn't actually there when he was crucified. We wasn't actually there to see with our eyes when he rose. But guess what? We believe. Why? Because the word and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
That's faith. Faith believes simply because God said it.
Amen.
It ain't got to see the proof first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith, you need faith for salvation. See, too many of us, we're trying to put Uncle Joe in heaven because Uncle Joe, he bought us a new car when we need a new car. And so we focus on Uncle Joe good works, okay?
Amen.
So to speak.
Yes.
But and think that he automatically going to heaven because he did a, quote, good thing in buying a new car when we need it.
Amen.
But that ain't what the word of God says. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that he will raise from the dead. You got to have faith for salvation.
Amen. You
ain't got... Not works. The Bible said, by grace we save through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen.
That's why it's not your works.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If it was our work, we'll brag on ourselves big time. We'll have a book about, and it'll be called Me. That's the name of the book will be called Me. And the word at the bottom would say, and all what I done. That's what's going to be the word. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But see, Jesus knew us. Amen. He knew how we would think.
Yes.
And he said, listen, I don't care how much, quote, good you have claimed or done, that ain't going to save you. And don't get me wrong, we do need to do good works. You need to hear this.
Yes.
But
yes.
It ain't going to be the works that get you saved. It's
Amen.
Faith. Believing in Christ. That's what gets you saved. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, Jesus put everybody on the same level field, that everybody got to what? Believe in him. Okay?
Amen.
He didn't put about how much money you got or how popular you are or how strong you are or what color you are or what gender. He didn't put it on that, okay?
Amen.
He put it on one simple thing, faith for salvation. Praise be to God. And I
Amen.
Thank God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
So we've been coming to you about faith. Tomorrow we'll come with part five. My brother is going to talk to you what he's been telling you about, what the scripture says in Hebrews 11 and 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. My brother's going to bring that out to you because, listen, this is the foundation Christ has set, and this is what we got to let people know. And it's sad to say many of us in the ministry, we've been misleading people. We think that, you know, we're letting them think they can just do anything else besides believing Jesus, and it's going to be okay. Uh-uh.
Amen.
Your number one thing is supposed to be pleasing the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
That's
to
right.
God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to let my brother offer a closing prayer as we get ready to close. Go ahead, brother.
Holy Father, we come before your face. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word, O Lord God. This is your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your exalted, holy, righteous word, O Lord God. Hallelujah, that we speak, Lord God. Cause it, Lord Jesus, to go into the hearts, minds, souls,
yes,
and
Lord.
Spirits of people, Lord God, that are listening, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Let your people, Lord God, be empowered by the word, O Lord God. Equip them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. To go all the way with you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. To take up their cross and to follow you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To deny themselves, O Lord God. To take up their
yes,
cross
Lord.
And follow you daily. In Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Strengthen them, Lord God, in the faith of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. All types of faith, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord Jesus, that they might stand, O Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Clothed with the whole arm of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for you, brother. Once again, don't forget, we'll be back on our regular time tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m. Look for the advertisement as we come with part five. My brother is going to share with you how without faith, it's impossible to please God. You want to please God, you got to walk by faith. Amen. Praise be to God.
Amen.
So once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. Don't forget, Brother Emmanuel Murphy will be coming up at 7 o'clock. Listening on this broadcast. Praise be to God. Once again, we love you all. May God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen. God bless you, brother.